and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. The last president not backing away from invoking racist language about undocumented migrants. Over the weekend, he declared such individuals are destroying the blood of our country at a rally in Iowa Tuesday.
They're ruining our country. And it's true. They're destroying the blood of our country. That's what they're doing. They're destroying our country. They don't like it when I said that. And I never read Mein Kampf. They said, oh, Hitler said that in a much different way.
The Supreme Court of Colorado ruled that Trump cannot be on that state's presidential ballot next year because he tried to overthrow the 2020 election. Trump and the Republican Party planning to go to the U.S. Supreme Court to appeal. 40 months in federal prison, the sentence for Charles Donahoe, once a leader in the Proud Boys extremist outfit. He pleaded guilty to conspiring to obstruct the certification of now President Biden's election win in 2020. This is ABC News. California is looking at it. Now New York's governor has signed a bill to create a commission on reparations for slavery.
It'll be a 9-member appointed commission charged with making recommendations, including new policies and or potential payouts to descendants of slaves in New York. Governor Hochul signing legislation to create the commission, saying it's overdue.
To those who think that even having this conversation is unfair or wrong, I say it would be wrong not to have it.
Slavery was made illegal in New York in 1827, but supporters of the bill, including the Reverend Al Sharpton, say there's still a racial wealth gap in the state today that needs to be rectified.
I want to give credit to this governor.
Derek Dennis, ABC News in New York.
Iran State TV said nearly 70% of the nation's gas pumps were out of service after possible sabotage, the term the regime uses for cyber attack. Unclear what progress they've made since bringing the pumps back online. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to like have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden is in Wisconsin on Wednesday. He'll talk about his track record boosting the nation's economy in Milwaukee Wednesday morning. Meanwhile, Vice President Kamala Harris plans to be in Wisconsin next month on the anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision. No details on that visit yet. University of Wisconsin pay raises are finally approved by state lawmakers. A panel of state lawmakers signed off on the deal Tuesday. It was approved by the Board of Regents last week. The deal reclassifies around 40 diversity, equity, and inclusion positions within the UW system. Legislative Republicans say that they will continue to push out DEI positions throughout all of state government, with Assembly Speaker Robin Voss saying that they will begin reviewing diversity programming in other state agencies as well. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Bucks basketball tonight at the Forum. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Fiserv Forum, where the Bucks and the Spurs are playing. We'll have a full recap after the game. The Spurs young star Victor Wembanyama did not play tonight. 19 years old, 7'4", but an ankle injury kept him out of the game. NFL Packers trying to figure out what went wrong with their defense. How did the Buccaneers wide receiver Chris Godwin get open so often? I asked Matt LaFleur.
You talked about some of the Godwin receptions, like back-to-back 20 yards, seemingly in front of the safeties.
Yeah, that was another one. I mean, there was one of the plays, we were in an empty set, and one guy gets misaligned. We're trying to check to our three deep coverage, which, you know, it just, it was a bad deal because we never got the check. So now you've got basically Dre on two receivers and you don't have the rotation coming his way.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds overnight, light winds and lower 20s by sunup. On your Wednesday, morning clouds will give way to sunshine, highs topping out in the upper 30s. More clouds on the way Wednesday night. We'll keep them around on Thursday. Late Thursday night, a little rain and snow mix. It's 21 at our studios.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Warning, you're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday Joe Biden Eve edition. A happier, happy hour, Dom. Rolling into it. Welcome to our world.
Happy, happy hour, Crudy.
Are you drinking? That looks like water.
Ah, I do have water. Yeah, of course. I always drink water. I got to stay hydrated. You were not the only one to work out today, Crudy. I was doing some deadlifts and pull-ups today, man. So, yeah, you know, I got to stay hydrated. It's key to longevity, you know.
Is it?
Yes.
We like freedom. I'm a big fan of the freedom.
I love the freedom.
I know you love freedom to do lots and lots of stuff.
Yes. That's why they call it freedom, baby.
In this hour, we want to talk a little bit about freedom and what it may mean to you. But, Dom, I'd like to start with you, my friend.
Yeah.
What's your favorite freedom?
Freedom of speech, baby. Yeah, man. It's talking.
When you and I get together off the radio and the FCC gets out of our effing way, oh, there's all kinds of freedoms extended.
Yes.
Do you feel like we, in particular, extend to one another freedoms that we wouldn't grant to others? A freedom of speech that few would rival, Dom.
When you build lifelong relationships, you get a little freedom to move around and to do some jabs and to talk some trash. Certainly. I mean, you and I have conversations and I put up with things from you that I wouldn't take from just a rando coming down the street. You know, I'm a generally happy guy, man. I want to have a good time. But no, man, I appreciate the banter that we have. But I mean, freedom of speech, though, goes beyond just, you know, the rapport that, you know, lifelong friends may have. You know, it's about being able to, you know, stand up and say your piece. Now, you can't yell fire in a crowded theater, right?
Oh, so there are limits to your expression of free speech.
There certainly are, as well there should be. I mean, if we're going to engage in the civil society, we need to have some boundaries. And you know, perhaps these...
I don't like boundaries.
Yeah.
I'd like to live in a world...
Of freedom?
Of freedom from boundaries.
Freedom from boundaries, yes. There is that mentality, and it's always a push and pull.
Although the boundaries do basically end over there by you. Like, yeah. You can do whatever you want to do, but stay out of my bubble.
I try to be very, very open about what I think is righteous, and I wouldn't be one to want a freedom or an act or something for myself that I don't think that other people should not be able to engage in. So if I'm belligerent, if I'm, you know, dropping F-bombs, again, talking about specific language, I'm not going to say other people shouldn't do that, but certainly I don't think people should yell fire in a crowded theater, and I certainly wouldn't do that. So I'm trying to be consistent in all those things.
Only because you are a righteous dude.
Try to be righteous, baby.
Well, you know, there are things short of yelling fire in a theater, but let's assume we're all down for free speech. You are, and I am, and we certainly know CJ is.
Yes.
Hell, he thinks it should be extended to him on a radio show, and I don't know if he knows how free speech works.
Well, yes. The government impeding one's right to free speech, but that is not, you know, those
freedoms. But the FCC is impeding me just a little bit on the fringes, you know, because I would.
But you are agreeing.
Freer speech.
You are agreeing to be on the public airwaves. And with
am
that,
I didn't sign anywhere.
Yeah, well, you may not be on long. But, you know, with that comes, of course, you know, responsibilities, right? And there's no, you can have the freedom to say what you wish. And the government, you know, maybe not be able to stop you from, like, talking in Nazi tropes, for example. But that doesn't mean that you are free from the consequences. Now, maybe not legal consequences, certainly social consequences. You know, life's a bitch sometimes. If you're going to act like that, there will be, should be, some blowback, some consequence to those actions, although they may not be illegal or whatever the case may be.
I am still resenting the night you got hammer drunk and threatened multiple times to shoot me in the face.
It was to make
a
point.
I thought you were going to Dick Cheney me that night. You know. I felt a little threatened.
Well, you're on the phone. It was fine, man. You were fine. There was no danger there.
No, there was no perceived danger there.
So, freedom. Yes, lots of freedoms. Love the freedom, man. Like, but here, and here's why I get an issue with some of the megas out there. Because they talk like we play the Scott Walker from 2015.
Freedom.
Okay, what about freedom to, I don't know, marry who you want?
Oh, slow down.
Oh, wait, what?
God doesn't want you to be free to marry.
But then we have freedom of religion or no religion, freedom from religion. I'm not a religious man.
Slow down.
My non-belief is my belief.
Christian nationalist nation.
No, we are not.
There are people making that specific espousal right now, I believe.
There always has been.
Including the Speaker of the House of Representatives.
Yes, yes.
But the U.S. Constitution would draw distinction, as you tried to, Dom. Freedom of religion, but also freedom from religion.
Yes.
Like, you cannot impose a religion on a heathen, atheist like yourself.
Of course, and nor would I want to impose my non-belief. I have the freedom to not believe what you want, but what you believe.
I know, you're pretty absolutist about it.
But I also do not think that I must force that belief upon you. Whatever gets you through the night, man. Whatever you believe, whatever gets you through the night, that's on you.
You use this disclaimer.
Whatever gets you through the night.
As if it's meaningful, as if it's somehow.
Yes, as in I'm not going to judge
implausible
you.
Implausible deniability.
As in I am not judging what you do to get yourself through the night. If you got to get on your hands and knees to pray to a Lord above or a Lord below, or to Thor or to Krom or to Odin. And his owl, you know, that's up to you. That's decision. But if you bring that now, if you bring whatever that is and try to force it on me, well, I don't have a little problem with that. See, that's the difference. I'm not forcing it on anybody. I'm just what I am. But other folks seemingly want to force those specific beliefs, their freedom of thought and religion, upon others. And that no longer becomes a freedom for them.
What about when you express your religious freedoms through a Satan tree? Satan.
It obviously
bothered Mike Gallagher quite a bit. Bothered some at the Wisconsin State Capitol when I showed up with a devil radio tree, Dom. I know it bothered a few of the randos I met in the Capitol. The one time when I decorated their tree with a few of my ornaments, Dom. You know, they thought it blasphemous in some way.
But is it? What about freedom? Don't they talk about conservatives and megas talk about freedom of religion, right? All the
time.
They
mean their religion.
Religious freedom.
Their religious freedom to be bigoted. That's what they want. They want the freedom to be bigoted and blame it on religion and use that as an excuse because they got a Supreme Court that says, if you need to.
To hide behind it. Briefly, let me throw this one out there. Folks, you can join
this
conversation. 844-967-2789. The Raw Story. And this was a story.
As long as it's sourced from the Raw Story, I'll be okay with it.
A former Republican candidate who has admitted to beheading a satanic temple statue.
What?
Recalled why he acted at a rally with why he acted at a rally with young Republicans.
Like he went into a church and did it?
No, or he went into, I believe it was Ohio or Iowa, into the Capitol.
Whatever they
just displays up. At Turning Point Action's America Fest conference on Tuesday, the crowd cheered as former Mississippi candidate Michael Cassidy took to the stage. Cassidy previously admitted to Fox News that he beheaded the Baphomet statue at the Iowa State Capitol, Iowa. Tore it off, pulled it apart, put him in a garbage bag, he explained. It was an abomination, Cassidy insisted at the conference sponsored by Turning Points USA Action, a group that indoctrinates conservative youth, according to the Frost story. I was surprised. There was almost nobody. There's one man in there. I would have thought that there would have been, you know, a politician to yell at, say, hey, man, take this down, a security guard or something. But there's nobody there. It was just an evil statue that was there to influence families, to influence children, he reflected. He said he received messages from parents disappointed by his actions. The Satanists, they may think it's a game. They may think it's just a big joke, you know, to trigger us. But the devil's real, and we have to be wary of him, he remarked.
I feel like Nelson in The Simpsons.
So he went into the Capitol in Iowa, and they had the statue up there, and he tore the statue apart. He charged, I believe, with a fourth degree misdemeanor, yada, yada, yada. Now, if you are a true freedom, religion-loving person, I mean,
Baphomet.
Well, but freedom religion, man. Freedom of religion.
Freedom of bigotry. That's the freedom they want. They want the freedom to be bigots propped up by their religion, be it against sexual, as they would call them, deviances, you know, like the gay, any of the LGBTQ pluses.
But don't we have freedoms to be those things if we are? I mean, why would we not?
Only recently established by bad precedent by the U.S. Supreme Court, that could be reversed, just like Roe v. Wade was.
The freedom to marry who we love. Perhaps another man, perhaps another woman, perhaps an interracial marriage. Yes, those kinds of freedoms, I think, are very important. I embrace those freedoms. But those MAGAs, they don't, man. They don't want the gays to marry. They don't want you to believe in something other than their blue-eyed, blonde-haired, white Christian Jesus.
They don't even want you to read about it in the library.
They don't want you to read about the experiences of those in those communities or those who have gone through, what, slavery and discrimination and oppression. They don't want you to read. We should have, absolutely. Of course we have
banned
the freedom
books.
To read those. No.
They want the freedom to ban books because those bad ideas will never get into your children's heads if they don't read about them. Because
right.
The internet is totally non-existent in their world somehow. Dr. Jill Underly wrote a brief message supporting Wisconsin's libraries and librarians and protecting the freedom to read them. I didn't think we'd have to go out there and advocate for the freedom to read unencumbered by what some small-minded parent in Waukesha County might think. But that's where we are at. And it's the biggest issue in America, if you ask some, Dom. You know, stemming your child's exposure to gay is my life's purpose. Praise be to Jesus. Did I ever get to the end of it? We must raise our voices against censorship and in support of our libraries. Otherwise, our rights are in danger, according to Dr. Jill Underly. So we're going to have a freedom-loving, happy hour. Your contributions, they're welcome here. And some breaking news, Dom. Trump has been stripped from the Colorado ballot by the Colorado Supreme Court. That one might stick.
That might hurt.
More Devils.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us and click on the Careers tab. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates, because freedom.
I want to break free.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Phone lines are open. We promise we'll get to you after the breaking news at 844-967-2789.
Couple of texts on the freedom topic. To the Puritans, freedom meant the freedom from that horror Babylon Pope's Christmas and freedom to flog and hang Quakers and other rival religious dissenters. In Florida, it means the freedom to have three ways and stay on the school board and heed the Republican Party, albeit at a reduced salary. And here's one more. And Dom, don't forget, there are at least two other major religions, Islam and Judaism. Which one is right? I, too, believe that atheism is correct.
Well, let's not forget the Buddhists and the Hindus. And
well, Jeff, you're free to be wrong, just like Dom is.
You know, and all the other religions that have come and gone and beliefs that have come and gone that, you know, haven't stuck around. I could, hell, there's Scientology, man. Let's not forget about that. And the Mormons. I mean, there's all sorts of religions out there.
I like to pray to a 9-pound, 8-ounce
baby Jesus.
Baby Jesus. You know, the pure baby Jesus. 844-967-2789. Be patient a minute longer. Donald Trump is barred from Colorado's 2024 ballot. The state Supreme Court rules. Saw it first at CNN, but then I noted our friend Patrick Marley over at the Washington Post has his coverage as well. In a historic decision today, the Colorado Supreme Court barred Donald Trump from running in the state's presidential primary after determining that he had engaged in an insurrection on January 6, 2021.
Yes, he did.
The ruling marked the first time a court kept a presidential candidate off the ballot under an 1868 provision of the Constitution that prevents insurrectionists from holding office. The ruling comes as courts consider similar cases in other states, and the decision is certain to be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, but it will be up to the justices to decide whether to take the case. And scholars have said only the nation's high court can settle the issue of whether the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol constituted an insurrection and whether Trump is banned from running. Here's a quote, Dom. A majority of the court holds that President Trump shouldn't hold that honorary title in this case, that President Trump is disqualified from holding the office of president under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment to the United States Constitution. Because he is disqualified, it would be a wrongful act under the election code of the Colorado Secretary of State to list him as a candidate on the presidential primary ballot. Suck it, Trump.
A little bit here, Crudy. Six Republicans and independent voters from Colorado invoked the provision in a lawsuit this fall meant to keep Trump off the ballot. After a week-long trial, Denver District Judge Sarah B. Wallace in November ruled that Trump had engaged in insurrection, but could remain on the ballot because she determined Section 3 does not apply to those running for president. The voters who filed their suit with the help of Citizens for Responsible and Ethics in Washington, that's the CREW people, appealed the part of the ruling that kept him on the ballot, while Trump appealed the part that concluded that he engaged in the insurrection. In separate cases, the Minnesota Supreme Court and a Michigan appeals court previously declined to remove Trump's name from the primary ballot in those states. Meanwhile, a Texas tax consultant has gotten no traction with the string of lawsuits he has filed on the issue. Go Colorado.
844-967-2789. Probably the happiest guy in our audience right now. Mark from SAC. Mark, it is Mark from the SAC Day. This has been your issue, and Trump has been banned from the Colorado ballot. What say you, sir?
Hey, Mark.
I think that's great. I mean, and the fact of the matter is that my reading of Section 3, and though I'm not a lawyer, that it does say officers under the United States, and Trump was an officer under the United States because he was the president of the United States, who took an oath to the Constitution. And he's also given aid and comfort to those very self-same insurrectionists, because he's been promising pardon since it happened. I mean, that it is just that you have to be, you know, that if you're a strict textualist, which supposedly our Supreme Court, you know, conservatives are, you have to look at it that way. I mean, that's what the Constitution says. So suck it, Supreme Court. I mean, if you decide to overturn it, and to our friend CJ. I mean, CJ, when I went to Baraboo yesterday, gas was $2.63.9 a gallon at the Quick Trick there, even though it's $2.79.9 a gallon here in Prairie du Sac. That it is just that, and the stock market is booming. That inflation is coming down, and that and the economy is full employment in this country. I mean, that still adding jobs. I mean, tell me how that it's an economic failure. I mean, Trump would sell us out to the Russians, sell us out to the North Koreans, sell us out to the Red Chinese, at the drop of a hat. So, do I hear right that CJ is a landlord?
Yes. How would you like to be CJ's tenant? You got to argue with that guy every time the sink's leaking, or the rent's due. Man, that would. I don't care how bad your life is. It ain't CJ's my landlord pad.
844-967-2789. CNN also reporting on this again. The breaking news today: the Colorado Supreme Court removes Trump from the 2024 ballot based on the 14th Amendment insurrection ban. Here are some of the key findings according to CNN. A couple bullet points. Colorado state law allows voters to challenge Trump's eligibility under federal constitution's insurrection ban. Colorado courts can enforce the ban without any action from Congress. The insurrectionist ban applies to the presidency. That makes sense to me. The January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol was an insurrection. Trump engaged in the insurrection, and Trump's speech inciting the crowd on January 6 was not protected by the First Amendment. The ruling comes as a similar appeal is pending in Michigan, where Trump also prevailed. He's beaten back 14th Amendment challenges in several key states, while the challengers have pledged to keep fighting in the courts, potentially even after the 2024 presidential election if he wins.
And also, we want to hear your definition of freedom. Freedom. 844-967-2789. Cam from Nina. Cam, you're next. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hi, Cam.
Oh, man, where do I begin? It's been a while, at least, like, hanging on the phone, right? There's a lot of great news today. The Colorado bit, I am fairly certain that Minnesota will fall in suit. Not that I'm speaking for Minnesota, but their reasoning for why they didn't do it was because I think it had something to do with they wanted to see if he even would be the nominee first, so it didn't feel like some political action to prevent him from being the Republican choice. So I kind of get why they did that, but now that Colorado made a ruling on it, they'll probably fall in suit. As for CJ, I didn't know he was a landlord, so that just made me, like, boil more. I the fact that he even mentioned a few weeks ago about me not paying an electric bill in my life, I think he just contracts out other people to pay his electric bill for him. That's kind of whack. I would like to be put down for one of the copies of the Vermin shirts if those ever get made, but we could use the funds to pay for a civics class for CJ, so that he can understand that freedom of speech is a fantastic thing. I'm in agreement with both of you. CJ, freedom of speech means that I can tell you that I think that you are scum over the radio, and you have to wait 24 hours before you're allowed to say anything back about it, allowing it to live rent-free in your brain and allow it to fester.
I like how you think, Cam. You better not listen to the Nightlights program. He'll be calling into Pete Schwabba tonight taking cracks at you, Cam. More Devil's Advocates. Take cracks at CJ Day at 844-967-2789.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The last president not backing away from invoking racist language about undocumented migrants. Over the weekend, he declared such individuals are destroying the blood of our country. At a rally in Iowa Tuesday.
They're ruining our country. And it's true. They're destroying the blood of our country. That's what they're doing. They're destroying our country. They don't like it when I said that. And I never read Mein Kampf. They said, oh, Hitler said that in a much different way.
The Supreme Court of Colorado ruled that Trump cannot be on that state's presidential ballot next year because he tried to overthrow the 2020 election. Trump and the Republican Party planning to go to the U.S. Supreme Court to appeal. 40 months in federal prison, the sentence for Charles Donahoe, once a leader in the Proud Boys extremist outfit. He pleaded guilty to conspiring to obstruct the certification of now President Biden's election win in 2020. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. QuitTrip is expanding operations and plans to hire 500 more people in Wisconsin by 2027. The company plans to invest $151 million of its own money and $15 million worth of help from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. The new investment focuses on expanding their dairy, commissary, and bakery facilities in La Crosse. Governor Tony Evers is demanding the legislature release $125 million to address PFAS contamination. That money was approved by the legislature in the bipartisan budget earlier this year. But that funding can't be used by the State Department of Natural Resources until the legislature says how it can be spent. The DNR announced Tuesday that they will have to abandon their process of setting standards for how much PFAS is in groundwater until they can access that funding. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The Todd Almaz Show.
Dave in Minneapolis.
I'm embarrassed to say it, but I did vote for Trump the first time. But then after January 6th, I could not vote for him because he is a danger to, I think, us as a country.
Dave's absolutely right. There are foundational things that should transcend partisanship, right? Democracy, a peaceful transition of power. Our veterans.
The Todd Almaz Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds overnight, light winds and lower 20s by sunup. On your Wednesday, morning clouds will give way to sunshine, highs topping out in the upper 30s. More clouds on the way Wednesday night. We'll keep them around on Thursday. Late Thursday night, a little rain and snow mix. Right now, it's 22.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Earl Ingram was giving Thanksgiving turkey cooking tips. Apparently, if you use your thumb and put an imprint on the turkey breast, if it bounces back, it's fresh. If it doesn't, it's frozen.
If you see a guy wandering around a grocery store in Madison doing things to turkeys, you'll know who it is.
I just gotta find myself the freshie.
As goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Joe Biden Eve Tuesday Freedom Happier Happy Hour Edition. And you can always be a part. 844-967-2789. CJ is still catching hell on the text line. And we see you, callers. We'll get there in a moment. Going immediately back to the phones. Did I hear right? CJ took a pandemic loan funds from the government? Did he say that?
I don't know. We'll have to ask him about it next time.
There are two different people that said that. Wonder how much of that sweet government handout COVID money CJ got.
That's a great question.
I was barely listening to the man. And here's one more from the WMDX. I miss CJ! Exclamation point. I never realized how uninformed some people are and uneducated. Thank you for letting CJ back on the air.
If ever so briefly.
If long as you realize he is not a role model.
Yeah, I am not a role model. We got that in common.
844-967-2789. New one, Troy from Mount Horeb. Welcome, Troy. What do you got for us?
Hi, Troy.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good.
Pretty good.
Good, good. So, if Putin and Trump had good sex in Helsinki, does that mean that Putin beat on him?
The pee tapes? It's a hell of a question, Troy, and I'm glad you asked it.
It's up to one's personal freedoms to make that decision for oneself, whether or not that's the good stuff or the bad stuff. I'm not clear.
I like to call it personal peedums.
See what he did there?
So I'm wondering. I see what he did there. That was better than my joke. So I'm wondering about this Colorado thing. Do you think they could write him in?
Oh, sure. I mean, technically, you could write Mickey Mouse in, but Mickey Mouse ain't going to be the next president. And you take a couple more electoral states off the map, and Trump mathematically cannot become the president of the United States. Now, Colorado, if you lost the Colorado Electoral College votes, that's like 10. Troy, he would be in a deficit. These are perhaps the first dominoes in the end of Donald Trump's presidential run.
And I'm curious on the write-off, and great call. Well, good call.
Slow down, great. I mean,
good question about the write-in. The rest of it, you know, whatever. But because even, I believe, in the state of Wisconsin, if you're going to run a write-in campaign, you still have to file some documents indicating that you're going to be in a write-in campaign. And I don't know that would, I mean,
would he also be excluded from a write-in?
I mean,
campaign?
if you can't be on the ballot, you can't
Once
be on the ballot.
Once an insurrectionist, always an insurrectionist.
Right. So I don't know if he could do a write-in. That's a great question.
I'm not sure if enough of his supporters could spell Trump.
Orange God, 844-967-789. Got a couple of Jakes on the line. Let's get to them. Jake from the MKE, you're next. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jake.
Hey, yeah, you know, when you guys are talking about foreign policy, and I'm very, very disappointed in CJ on this, that Trump's greatest foreign policy win was, remember that beautiful piece of chocolate cake he had? I mean, like, you could, like, put your hands around it like you wanted to molest it, but you remember that? He was with the Chinese.
I remember
him
molesting
guy?
An American flag on the stage one time, but I...
Yeah, but... That beautiful piece of chocolate cake was a foreign policy win for us all. and I like to use my free speech to say stupid things. So,
you and CJ both. You're right. Trump brags about eating the most beautiful chocolate cake. We're now having dessert, and we had the most beautiful piece of chocolate cake that you've ever seen. And President Xi was enjoying it.
Wow.
I had forgotten about the most beautiful chocolate cake that Trump shared with the Chinese dictator, premier.
Where was that at? Was that at, like, the White House?
Can dig in a little further.
You
I'm
do
sure.
That. You dig
I'm
in.
Guessing the same place that Christie had to have the meatloaf.
Well, that was at Mar-a-Lago, wasn't it?
Yes.
844-967-2789. Well, Jake from Eureka, the bar is low, man. What do you got for us today?
Hey, you ever notice that Donald Trump stares at that chocolate cake just the same way he stares at his daughter, Ivanka?
Oh, you know,
with the drool coming out of his mouth, you know. Anyways, hey, going to what you said, Krudy, you know, with a write-in campaign for Trump, first of all, that's under the assumption that most Trump voters can actually, you know, write, that they're actually literate. I'm not sure about that. And speaking of CJ, speaking of, you know, illiteracy, hey, CJ, now I know why you have such a big man crush on Donald Trump. You're both a couple of racist Republican slumlords.
Oh.
And I wonder if CJ bans African-American folks from his properties the way Trump and his father did back in Queens.
That's a great question, Jake. Thank you for the call, 844-967-2789.
By the way, Donald Trump shared the most beautiful chocolate cake with Xi at his Palm Beach resort. He was not at the White House. And during the dessert, he was bragging to the Chinese premier about bombing Syria. We just released like 50 missiles on Syria. Most beautiful cake. Hey, did you hear? We just missiled Syria.
Yeah, good foreign policy victories, right?
Don't tell the Syrgies.
844-967-2789. Breaking news, Donald Trump disqualified for the 2024 ballot in the state of Colorado. A 4-3 decision, the Colorado Supreme Court. Obviously, this will go up to the U.S. Supreme Court. They're going to be really busy with all the Trump stuff coming up here in the next several months. 844-967-2789. Dick from Madtown, you're up. Welcome, Dick. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dick.
Hey, guys, real quick, you know, this nonsense nonstop from the court system, there's no precedence for this. No, hey, thank you, Colorado. There is a precedence for this.
Right.
And one more thing from the long weekend trip to see the grandkids and everything in Kansas. To CJ, I know the oil companies will screw with this next summer just to mess with Biden, but I filled up with gas in yesterday morning early at 2:37 in Missouri.
Ooh,
and the Kansas side, it's
show me the savings state, Missouri.
Yeah. And the Kansas side, the highest prices are about 2:45 right now.
Now, here's the thing, Dick. Can you name any particular policy that Biden has done to make gas go up or down since he's been president?
Release of this strategic oil reserve.
But here's the good news, Dick.
Now that the price is going down, we can afford to refill the strategic oil reserve.
Real cheap, man.
All right. But here's the other thing that nobody talks about, and Trump was beating his chest about all the time. We're pumping more domestic oil than ever in history, CJ.
Yes, we are, and that's not necessarily a great thing, Dick.
Unless it happened on Fox News. 844-967-2789. The Wiscoest of all the Pauls. Welcome, Wisco. How you doing, man?
Hey, good afternoon, Devils. Another good show today, and it's always fun to listen
not
to
great?
CJ. Well, okay, I'll go with the great
all
thing.
All right.
it is great news what happened in Colorado, although that is flipped to a blue state, but it's still an example for everybody.
Tell that to Lauren Boebert. She's on the ballot. She's a Colorado rep.
Is he going to take that? Did I hear that right? Trump is going to take that to the Supreme Court. Is that correct?
Well, he claims he's taking everything to the Supreme Court. But then when Jack Smith jumped him, leapfrogged the appeals court and said, I'm going to take your appeal all the way to the Supreme Court. They claimed he was the Grinch.
But yes, MSNBC is reporting Trump has said he will take it to the Supreme Court, this Colorado case specifically, just now.
Well, I don't think he'll win that case. But yet at this point, guys, Trump is completely unhinged, in my opinion. I don't even we're talking everything from dictatorship to race purification. That to me is stuff that I never thought I'd hear anything like that
country. I know. It seems like, this is like a throwback from the old black and white, you know, 20s, 30s, 40s kind of thing.
Birth
man.
Of a Nation.
Oh, my goodness. It is. It's beyond the pale, Wisco.
Well, you're back to the Civil War era here. I mean, that's how far back he is. And my understanding is he used to read Mein Kampf. I read that many, many, many years ago. I don't remember that much about it, but that's not cool either, Trump, you know. So I
think he uses it more as like a bedside ornament, Paul, to try to convince people that he reads. Appreciate you listening. Wisco Paul, 844-967-2789. If you got a new name, you're probably jumping to the top of the list. Ron from Leroy. Welcome, Ron. Where's Leroy at, man?
Yeah,
I never heard
of
that.
Hey, Ron.
Well, how you doing? Pretty good.
Yes, sir.
Well, I just want to wish you all a Merry Christmas and everything like that. You're doing a good job. But, hey, I just want to pass the message on to that dick from Madison that that oil is coming from private land, not federal land. That's private land.
Why?
Let him know that.
What's the difference, Ron? Why does it make a difference?
Well, because the leases are done on government land.
Sure, but I mean, it's all about oil to the market, though, right?
This is privately owned land, sir.
Okay, but how does that make a difference with the actual volume and amount of oil being produced as a country, right? I mean, it still goes to the total. Okay.
That's all fine and dandy, sir. But this is public land, not government land. He's closed all the leases on federal land.
No, I don't think that's accurate, Ron.
In fact, a lot of the leases were not being utilized. And in fact, there was some pressure from the Biden administration to use them or lose them. But as much, Ron, I'm a pretty progressive guy. I'm like closer to a Bernie Sanders tree hugger sort of guy. Joe Biden is not what I am. Joe Biden is not down here trying to squeeze out oil production. In fact, Joe has been pretty petroleum friendly as a president. If for no other reason, Ron, just for the sheer sake of pricing for the consumer economy, Joe Biden wants cheap oil because it benefits him in a reelective campaign.
Well, imagine that. It's getting down to timing. I don't think much of the man, but you have your opinion. I have mine. Thank you, sir. Good night. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Ron. You, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789. We're going to run out of time here. Let's callers be paid. Oh, we got 2 minutes? All right, let's do 2 minutes. Chris from Rice Lake, you're next.
Hey, Chris.
Welcome. What do you
how
got?
How you doing, man?
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Excellent. Thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to, you know, you were talking about freedom from religion before. Have you guys been kind of like paying attention to this person out in Oklahoma that's the head of the education department out there? He wants to force Catholic prayer to all the classrooms and all the public schools in Oklahoma.
I haven't specifically heard, but yes, that's... I'm not surprised, Chris. I mean, you imagine how outrageous would it be for me as the non-believer to force. I want all the kids in this school to stand up and affirm that you do not believe in any mythology, right? Wouldn't that be a little over the top? I mean, can't kids and parents decide for themselves what they want to believe in or not believe in?
That you would think that that's the way it's supposed to be, right?
That's the freedom I understand. That's my definition, Chris.
Right. I mean, he's even going as far as having a public charter school that is Christian-based, that is run by the Catholic Church.
Well,
unbelievable out there.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of that going on, man. You know, my understanding, and I'm going to throw this out there, you know, the charter school thing, the subsidization of religious indoctrination, because, you know, not a lot of folks are going to church these days. The tithing, it's gone down. So I can tap into that. You know, that socialist education vein and help, you know, subsidize their religious indoctrination. I mean,
socialist? Yes. Sounds pretty capitalist to me.
I don't know, man. Where are they getting the money from?
Come back. More Devil's Advocates. The taxpayers, of course. You and me and you. 844-967-2789. You call now.
Yeah.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It is our last segment of the day. Time flies when you're having fun. We're having fun today. I'm taking your calls at 844-967-2789. And stick around. Don't touch that dial. The Maggie Dawn Show coming up next.
Nick from Madison, you're next. Welcome. What do you got for us, man?
Hey, Nick.
Oh, good to talk to you again.
You too.
I guess the two things. I just kind of hopped in as you're talking about. Number one, Donald Trump wants to take that Colorado case to the Supreme Court. He says he's going to. Well, he said he was going to with the election too, and the Supreme Court said no.
I could see the U.S. Supreme Court being willing to take this up. The question of whether or not you could be disqualified using, I believe it was what. Article 3, Article 14 of the Constitution, Section 3. He has not yet been convicted of any crime, Nick. And I would set that as the precursor, as the standard. What's your thought?
Yeah.
Nick, your thought? Nick, we missed you. I'm sorry, man.
Freedom to hang up in our
yes,
ears today.
He does. Thanks for the call, Nick. Crude, I disagree. I don't think you need a conviction for that. I mean, he engaged in an insurrection.
I think that's why other states have been less successful. I'm a little surprised at the Colorado ruling and, you know, Trump saying he will swiftly appeal it to the U.S. Supreme Court. The question, of course, will become, will they take it? I'm not so clear that they will, but I think there could be a willingness to take this up. This is a different question than presidential immunity. I think they're going to have
absolute
a hard time
immunity, right?
Giving a man immunity, knowing that they'd also be giving Joe Biden the immunity to literally go shoot them and get away with it because he's the president.
Well, if that's the case, then if they take up the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court takes up Donald Trump's absolute immunity issue. Now, it sounds like what? They're going to January 9th. They're going to get, you're going to hear arguments from both Jack Smith and Trump's attorneys, I believe.
But are they still just hearing arguments about whether or not they're going to take up the question?
That is my impression.
When we're correct. Supposed to have a trial starting March 4th.
Correct. That is my impression.
So effectively, it's a stall campaign, which it was going to be anyways.
It's always that case, right? But to your point, yes, if they eventually take it up and they decide, yes, as the president, you have absolute immunity, well, Joe Biden is, you know,
down to the court.
I don't have to leave the White House. Joe Biden wouldn't have to do anything. He could just stay, what, president for life? And that's something I don't want. I'm going to vote for Joe Biden. I'll vote for Joe Biden if he's the Weekend at Bernie's candidate over Donald Trump. Are you kidding me? This isn't even close. But wouldn't that just give the current administration ammunition to never leave?
Just reminds me of that Jimi Hendrix song. Hey, Joe, did you shoot your Supreme Court down?
Where you're going with that gun in your hand?
844-967-2789. Tom from St. Paul, Twin Cities. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for us?
Hey, Tom.
Oh, well, I just think you're talking about too much at once. You got to get simple. Start out with the phrase, for freedom, your freedom ends where my nose begins.
Yes.
Okay? Now we got a lot of N's and a lot of noses, and that's why we have democracy.
I have appendages so that stick beyond my nose, though, Tom. I'd like to think.
The belly.
What?
Sorry, please continue, sir.
Yeah, go ahead, Tom.
Oh, you're distracting me. You're talking about too many things that mix together.
Yeah.
So we have democracy, and if we can work something out so we can say we got to decide this or this, so let's vote. But all the conversation you have about deciding this or this is preliminary to a vote. So you have to be educated about what the issues are, and then you can vote. But there's so many things that we just can't know. And so we have to have a vote on.
Hang on, Tom. What do you mean by that? We're talking about freedoms, right? Your freedom ends at where my nose begins, right? But then you go to talking about what voting and whatnot. But when we vote on things, we vote for a candidate, or you're talking about actual representatives in Congress voting on legislation. There are a lot of unknowns, but I mean, character matters. There's political history, there's business history, there's life history. We know a lot about candidates. Hell, all you have to do is look at some of the things that Donald Trump has expressed in the last, call it, 30 days. He's very clear, as far as I'm concerned. He's always been very clear. Ever since he told the story about this, the snake. I am the snake. Why did you bite me? Because I'm a snake. That's what I do. He's telling us. He's always told us. So I don't think there's a lot of unknowns, at least to the regards of what a guy like Donald Trump would do if he ever had access to that kind of power again.
Yeah, so he wouldn't get my vote. He never would get my vote.
Well, that part doesn't seem confusing at all,
freedom.
Tom.
I, as long as I have the respect to be able to put my vote in, the system seems to be working. But people who think they have this whole complicated mess figured out, and they say, they stand up on a pulpit and say, I know the truth. I've been praying over it, and God has given me the answers. That's not something that belongs in the state house.
Well, I'm with you there, man. And again, an individual's personal freedom and ability to engage in whatever belief, faith system they have, I support that. I support that wholeheartedly, because I don't want anybody coming into my world and telling me how I gotta have my faith and belief system structured. So that's the whole point.
You are your own God.
Ah.
You worship Dom.
No,
you
man.
Worship at the throne of Dom. You live
man.
The life of Riley.
Come on, man. That's not at all the case.
I've known you for a long time. It's very much the case.
It's not at all the case, man. You talk about where you come from, where you're going. I don't know, and I don't know. And I'm okay with that, man. What I do know is that if for 52 years on this earth and a few miles that I've done and the few experiences that I've had.
Rough miles, hard miles.
People like Mega Mike Johnson. He doesn't know. These religious leaders, they don't know. They'll tell you they know, but they don't know. And I'm okay with not knowing. But don't act like you're going to tell me something that I don't know or that you've experienced something that I don't know. And maybe you did, but you can't force it on me. I don't have to believe it.
You're confusing me. That's too many topics at once.
What's the breaking news? Donald Trump, according to the Colorado State Supreme Court, cannot be on the 2024 primary ballot. Well, we'll see what happens. He says he's going to appeal.
And swiftly. Thank you all for listening. Please stick around. The Maggie Dawn Show is next. Then, Busted Pencils, Educated Educators, Talking Education, and then Pete Schwabba doing the night lights. Watch for CJ to call in later to trash talk, cross talk Cam, because he knows he doesn't get another crack at this show till maybe tomorrow.
Maybe.
Maybe.
We'll see.
Have a great night, everyone.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.